Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording in our studio in the East County Wellness Center here in El Cajon. Today, I am very delighted to welcome Anthony Mostardo, who is the maestro, the conductor of the San Diego Festival Chorus and Orchestra. Anthony, welcome to the show.
Yes, glad to be here.
Now, you have quite an impressive bio. You have a Master of Music degree from DePaul University, a Certificate of Advanced Studies in Aesthetic Education from the University of Illinois. You've been a music coordinator at a school district in Chicago. You're a Spring Valley resident, and you have founded a number of musical organizations, including the San Diego Festival Chorus and Orchestra. That's quite a lot of accomplishments.
Yes, thank you.
Now, I understand that the chorus and orchestra have done a number of tours, including Europe. You've gone to the Czech Republic, Hungary, Austria, Iceland, Scandinavia, and Italy, performing in the major concert halls and the great cathedrals of Europe, as well as St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican.
That's correct. In 1978, our chorus traveled through Europe. And one of the highlights of that particular tour was a concert that was arranged for us. My cousin, who was the business manager for the Sistine Chapel Choir in the Vatican, arranged it. We were one of only seven choruses throughout the world at that time to have been performing in St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican. We were part of actually a mass that was conducted that particular Sunday morning. And it was attended by 26 cardinals, and I think it was 13 bishops. It was broadcast on Italian radio and also televised. So we're very fortunate to have had that wonderful privilege.
What a marvelous experience that must have been.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit more about the chorus and the orchestra itself, how it got started, what the vision was for all of that.
Well, actually, I enjoy music, obviously. I first started a chorus back in Illinois, a suburb of Chicago, at William Rainey Harper. We started a chorus there. We had close to 150 members. We had 25 members waiting to join us. We were a non-audition chorus. We hired musicians from the Chicago Symphony. We got soloists from Northwestern University. Dr. Richard Alderson, a very good friend of mine, who was the head of the department at Northwestern, oftentimes allowed us to feature some of his very talented students. And after I retired from that organization, I came to San Diego, and that was back in 1998. I found myself for 2 years doing not much of anything, so I decided to start another chorus and orchestra. And so in 2001, we had our first concert. We performed, by the way, Vivaldi's Gloria, the same piece that we are performing December the 7th, Sunday, at the College Avenue Baptist Church.
Very good. What time is the performance going to be?
The performance is at 3 o'clock, Sunday, December the 7th. That's actually Pearl Harbor Day, so it's one easy to remember.
Very good. What can you tell us about Vivaldi's Gloria? We're going to play a little excerpt here in a moment, but can you give our listeners a little education about the piece and the composer?
Yes. Well, of course, Antonio Vivaldi is a very prolific Italian composer. He is probably along with Johann Sebastian Bach, a part of the Baroque composers. He's a Venetian composer. He has written countless numbers of work. He's probably most famous for the Four Seasons, but he has written much more music, certainly, and a lot of instrumental music, vocal music. He has quite a fantastic background. He was called the composer with the flaming red hair. He was a member of a woman's retirement community and nursery that attended to younger children as well. And being a composer and living there, he had a natural surrounding for creating this wonderful music. And so we are very fortunate, again, to be able to perform his music this coming December 7th.
And now we're going to play a little excerpt for you listeners. Here's a treat today from Vivaldi's Gloria, performed by the San Diego Festival Chorus and Orchestra. ¶¶ Wonderful music. What other pieces are going to be performed at the concert on December 7th? Yes.
We always feature a lighter piece of music for the second portion of our program. We've selected a piece that is just a wonderful piece of music. It's fantastically orchestrated and arranged, by the way, Robert Shaw, the conductor of the San Diego Symphony many years ago, who moved to Atlanta, Georgia, and conducted the symphony there, actually composed this along with another composer, Robert Russell Bennett, the composer of the music score for Victory at Sea. So you can see that that music, if you are familiar with it at all, is just a wonderful piece of music. It's a full Hollywood Bowl symphonic sound.
Marvelous.
And it features all the wonderful carols that normally people listen to and sing during the holidays, but done in a wonderful, fantastic symphonic arrangement.
We're all looking forward to that. Now, I understand that the chorus is non-sectarian, so apart from the Christmas holiday music, what are some of the other types of things that the chorus performs along with the orchestra?
In addition to performing our major two concerts a year, we do a winter concert and we do a spring concert, usually the first week in December and then also the first week in May. We also do a lot of outreach performances. So we perform in community centers. We perform in retirement communities. We perform for groups that are not able to come to our concert. In fact, with the assistance of the Rotary Club of San Diego, we are actually able to provide bus transportation for these folks that are shut-ins, and we bring them to our concert, and they enjoy it immensely.
Wonderful. Well, it sounds like a terrific group. If people are interested in becoming involved, mm-hmm. how does one try out or become a member mm-hmm. of the San Diego Festival Chorus and Orchestra?
Right. Orchestra members, of course, are hired. Mm-hmm. We actually pay them a fee for performing for us, but chorus members are not. We simply do not have what we call auditions to join our chorus. I do have a telephone interview with them. I ask that I have a chance to speak to them and find out a little bit about their background, their musical experiences, and of course, if they do read music, certainly this is an asset for us because they come somewhat prepared to learn the many challenging works that we perform. In fact, over the 14 years that we've been in existence, we have actually performed over 57 major choral works. Most often at the holidays, at Christmas time, most organizations perform the Messiah. Well, we perform the Messiah several times, but in addition to that, we expose our chorus and orchestra members to new music, music that normally is not performed, and this expands their knowledge of music and so on. So they don't need to be auditioned. They hopefully would have some background in music, some choral music, singing in a temple or a church. That would be preferable.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And it's quite a large group. I understand you have 90 members now, and as well as 48 orchestra members.
That's correct. We started back in 2001 with about 36 members, and over the years we have progressed consistently, and now our current membership is about 90 members. We are an SATB, that's a soprano, alto, tenor, and bass, mm-hmm. Full vocal chorus. As I said, our musicians are paid. They're actually non-professionals. There are people who are business people who are professionals, but come and like to perform with us.
And are they from all over the county or primarily East County?
Actually, we have membership that this comes from all over the county. We've had people from as far away as Temecula and El Centro to join us.
And where are the rehearsals held?
We rehearse at the Hillsdale Middle School in Rancho San Diego, which is a subdivision of El Cajon.
So right here in East County.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Again, listeners, if you tuned in late, we have been interviewing Maestro Anthony Mastardo, who is the conductor of the San Diego Festival Chorus and Orchestra, which started right here in East County and has quite a long list of accomplishments. They are going to be presenting a joyful holiday music celebration on December 7th at 3 o'clock at the College Avenue Baptist Church near San Diego State. And if people want to get tickets or they want to get more information, Maestro, where can they go to get that information?
Yes, I'm glad you asked that question. That's an important question. Mm-hmm. Actually, we have a website. It's www.sandiegofestivalchorus.org. If you will log on to our website, you can get all of the information about our coming concert, information about joining our chorus, and anything else concerning ticket prices and so on. We would love to have you come. It's going to be a fantastic concert. Our attendance usually is in the range of about 1,200 people.
Wow.
So we do have a very good following, and we hope that you will be part of that for this coming concert.
Well, very good, and I might add that you can also listen to some more of this wonderful music when you go to that website at sandiegofestivalchorus.org. Thank you so much for joining us today, Maestro, and I'm certainly looking forward to trying to make it out to the concert on December 7th.
And thank you so very much for inviting me.